This is KGMI's Pet Pulse, a weekly segment where we talk all things pets, brought to you by Whatcom Veterinary Hospital. Did you know that 1 in 4 pets suffer from obesity? Pet obesity can shorten your pet's lifespan by up to 2 years. Contact Whatcom Veterinary Hospital for a wellness exam today. Joining us now is practice manager from the Whatcom Veterinary Hospital, Kate Woods. Kate joins us again this morning. So, Kate, we chatted last week about pet obesity, and part of that conversation went into foods that your pets may or may not be able to have. So I wanted to start off with the list of foods. I'm sure a lot of pet owners know the most common things you probably shouldn't give your dogs or cats, but there might be some others that fly under the radar. Let's start with the don'ts of what not to feed your dog or your cat.
Yeah, the list for don'ts is a lot shorter than the list for do's, but there are quite a few things on the list. I would say when in doubt, Google it. But a lot of the things are things that you would never really think of. Grapes and raisins are a huge one. They are highly toxic to dogs, even in super small quantities. Avocado is one that you wouldn't think of. And there has been some controversy over it, but it's definitely not on the list of safe foods for dogs. And then, of course, you have onions or anything in the onion family, like shallots and garlic, even green onions that just stay away from. You know, and then things like sugar-free gum that contains xylitol. And really, you have to make sure on anything that if you're going to give it to your dog, if it says sugar-free on it, it probably contains xylitol. So just stay away from it.
There we go.
Even some peanut butter can.
I was just about to bring that up. I'm so glad you did. It's sneaky in there. Where is the best place to find that? Is it towards the end of the ingredient list, that xylitol, or would that be somewhere in the middle?
It's probably somewhere in the middle or towards the end. It's one of those sneaky ingredients that's like in the list of the preservatives that your peanut butter contains.
Gotcha. And you're offhand, and if you don't know the answer to this question, totally fine. But do you know what brands might contain or what versions of some brands might contain that added sugar or not at this time?
I don't, but I can tell you that Jif and Skippy for sure are safe for dogs.
Okay. Okay, so the major two that you choose between are A-okay. Another one that I've heard a lot, especially when it comes to dogs and probably cats as well, chocolate. Big no. Don't give them chocolate no matter how hard they're begging for it.
Yes, absolutely not. Chocolate of any kind is definitely toxic to dogs and cats even. They think it smells great just because, you know, we think it smells great, but absolutely not. That's a heck no.
Wow. That's a very strong reaction from Kate over here. No, and that's the thing. Cats really don't, like, they can't really sniff out the sweet stuff in things. So for them, they might not be able to detect that stuff when they're trying to get a whiff of, you know, something that they're trying to munch on the side. But that sugar, the sugar's not good for them. And like I said, we discussed this last week with pet obesity. You don't want to give them any added sugars or salt for that matter. That's not good in the long run.
No, salt isn't good, and you really have to be careful. I know people like to give their pets canned tuna or canned chicken, but the sodium content in that can be extremely high sometimes. You really just, if you are going to give them canned chicken or canned tuna, make sure it's the low sodium, and even then in super small doses.
There we go. So those are still kind of okay. Are there some middle ground food that you should only give out in small quantities, such as the canned tuna or chicken?
Yeah, the canned tuna or chicken is definitely one. Broth is definitely one because it's got a lot of sodium. Sometimes the sodium content can be quite a bit higher. Everything, if it's human food, everything in small quantities, unless it's the fresh fruits and vegetables.
Okay. And like you said, with the fruit and vegetables, no grapes, no raisins, avocados, and nothing in the onion family. So with all those restrictions, that means everything else is fair game, right?
Pretty much. But if you ever are in doubt, you should definitely just stay away from it. You can do green beans are good. Carrots are good. Blueberries frozen or fresh from the fridge. Any berries really are really good for dogs. You could do green peas. You can do celery, even though I don't know if many dogs really like celery, mm-hmm. But you could give it a shot.
If anything else, they like the crunch of it.
Yeah, definitely the crunch, always. Sweet potatoes are really good, too.
Okay. I feed my cat. Now, I got a pumpkin for Halloween way back in October. I processed it, cooked it up, and I've frozen it. And I give my cat little pumpkin cubes as a treat every once in a while. I've heard that that's got great benefits for cats, and I believe for dogs as well. Is that true?
Yeah, it aids in really good digestion. Absolutely. Give all the pumpkin you want. But also, again, in small quantities, because it could cause some tummy upset sometimes.
Yeah, that's not a mess y'all want to clean up, for sure. And I suppose another good rule of thumb when it comes to what you feed your cats and dogs, if you want to go down the fresh fruit and vegetable route, checking on the back of the pet food you give them daily, especially if you give them wet food, that's usually a good indicator, right?
Yeah, if they're listed in the ingredients in your dog food, then absolutely go for it.
And if folks ever have any doubt about whether this thing is safe to eat or not, you did suggest Googling, but contacting you folks over at Whatcom Veterinary wouldn't be a bad idea either, correct?
No, we're always happy to answer those questions for you. That's what we're here for.
Fantastic. And remind us again how people can contact you folks if they have questions.
Sure. You can give us a call at 360-384-0212. You can visit us online and book an appointment there through our website, www.whatcomvethospital.com, or you can stop by in person and visit with us here at 5610 Barrett Road in Ferndale.
Fabulous. Kate Woods is the practice manager for the Whatcom Veterinary Hospital on this week's segment of KGMI's Pet Pulse. Kate, again, thank you so much. We'll chat again next week.
See you next week.